Hello, 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 and welcome to the Q2 Osonix.com quarterly report. I am currently speaking to you from a fairly nondescript conference room, probably only about 15 feet, no, that's probably 30 feet from the cube of Osonix. It is a Friday afternoon, immediately before the 4th of July extended weekend, and everybody is racing out of here with an unaccustomed gait of excitement. I intend to leave shortly myself, but I thought I would take a moment to say hello to all my legions and legions of devoted fans. Let's see, it's been an interesting quarter. Has it, or am I just making that up? As you know, I finished up walking music towards the end of the first quarter. I have indeed been hard at work on music the last several months. Probably the less said about that, the better. It will give me more of a sense of freedom. If I say too much now and lock myself down or commit myself too clearly to a particular genre or type of project, I'll feel obligated to deliver for you, and because I won't want to let you down. But in the end, would that really do you the most good, as opposed to just freely creating and following the muse or something like that? So what do we have on offer though for the Q2 update? Well, an interview with a Mr. Amit Lissack, who is, I think, an extraordinarily talented musician, though an unforgivable paint. No, he's a wonderful guy. He is, actually. You can find that interview in the chat room accompanying the interview that was previously posted some time ago with PG6, Pat Gubler. Also up, a befuddling presentation concerning a television series proposal for a program called The Crew. This is an odd little bird. One will either get it or one won't. It's obviously meant to be humor. The humor is somewhat dry. The notion is that it's just barely plausible, and that bare plausibility gets enhanced from the fact that you don't know where we got it from. Let's just put it that way. There may be more to it than immediately seems possible. But at any rate, let's see. Also of note, I've seen a couple of live shows over the last few months. You may have noticed from the blog page that I've developed something of a Pearl Jam fetish. I've finally, after a few months, managed to move past the state of deep shame regarding that. It also helps that I'm currently speaking in a room all by myself, and there's nobody here to actually give me a look of derision about expressing a fondness for Pearl Jam. But it's kind of Led Zeppelin meets the Grateful Dead, and there are some for whom that's the Holy Grail. And though I've never thought of myself as being one of those folks, it is quite something else to be in an arena full of enraptured music fans who are genuinely love music performed by musicians who have, at this point, really devoted the better part of their lives to their craft. Had an interesting road trip out to Pittsburgh last weekend. Brought my acoustic guitar along with me, and in a Holiday Inn garden, as it was called, sort of a, I don't know, what would that be, a spin-off of the Holiday Inn, a second-rate Holiday Inn. At any rate, in the place where we stayed, got at least one thing done, which I'm confident will, in fact, be part of the Holiday Garden Inn, it was called. It was the Holiday Garden Inn. And there I actually did about a three-minute song extemporaneously, which is going to make the cut. So I can give you that much of a clue as to my next work. And when you hear a song on it about the Holiday Garden Inn, please know that it was recorded just outside of Pittsburgh about 1 week prior to my recording this. Anyway, it's been a delight speaking to you all. I hope you are all in good health and prepared to make the most of this summer, to enjoy it thoroughly. If you're on the West Coast, I highly recommend you're checking out Pearl Jam while you can. You know, the band Phish disbanded some time ago, and I'm not sure if Pearl Jam's going to be around forever. That will probably really not cause too many of you a sleepless night, nor should it, but they're quite good. At any rate, again, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. I hope all goes well for you this summer. I hope you enjoy it immensely. Get out there and smell the roses while ye can. Gather those rosebuds or whatever buds you please. Until next quarter, enjoy everything. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.